I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us as we roll through the Thursday edition of the program. Lots to discuss as Trump remains on trial in New York City. Lots of construction workers, big Trump fans, a lot of positivity there. But I want to play for you the big story here. And I went and read the New York Times coverage, just to confirm that, yeah, the hearing went about like Buck and I told you that it did. Because if even the Supreme Court headline on the New York Times is conservative majority seems ready to limit election case against Trump, such a ruling would probably send it back to a lower court and delay any trial until after the November election. So if the New York Times is telling you a couple of hours later what Buck and I told you at the top of the show was likely to be the case, I'm even more convinced that our analysis of this is on point because this is not what the New York Times wants to write. This is not what the New York Times wants to report. And Buck, I pulled one line that I thought was interesting from the New York Times article here, and I do think it's significant. We're writing a rule for the ages, Justice Gorsuch said. A lot of focus on Trump, deservedly so, but whatever precedent is put in place here, the principle of that precedent will apply for years and years to come. And we've got some audio that I think goes a long way towards establishing exactly what I am talking about. From Justice Gorsuch himself, I want to start, this is earlier today, what exact presidential immunity might Trump have as it pertains to the charges brought by Jack Smith? How do you draw that line? Where should the line be? Gorsuch talks about the history here and says, I want to think about how this will apply going forward. Listen to Cut 24.
Same thing in Nixon. We said, gosh, in Nixon versus Fitzgerald, that's something courts shouldn't get engaged in because presidents have all manner of motives. And again, I'm not concerned about this case, but I am concerned about future uses of the criminal law to target political opponents based on accusations about their motives, whether it's re-election or who knows what corrupt means in 1512, right? We don't know what that means. Maybe we'll find out sometime soon. But the dangerousness of accusing your political opponent of having bad motives, and if that's enough to overcome your core powers or any other limits.
Fabulously well said, Buck. I mean, that's Gorsuch. I've got a couple more I want to play. But this goes to, we're not just deciding Trump. We're deciding what the precedent should be for presidents that will serve, hopefully, long into the future after anyone listening to this right now is gone.
Who's your favorite justice on the court right now?
It's a great question.
For me, it's Alito or Thomas, but occasionally Gorsuch gets me kind of excited. But Alito or Thomas?
I think it's Gorsuch because my and this is me talking as a lawyer, and maybe it's a little bit of a romantic thought, but what I like about Supreme Court cases is not deciding challenging issues of today. It's when they're so incredibly well-crafted that 200 years from now, you could read them and you could say, this principle still applies as a clarion call for liberty along into the future. And I think a lot of justices get captured by the emotional winds of the moment. For instance, when we had Sotomayor asking questions about the mandate on the COVID shot, and she couldn't even get the facts right. Remember, she said there's like 100,000 kids currently hospitalized with COVID, and they were so wrong.
She was probably wearing two masks during the oral argument, so that tells you.
Well, I mean, and I think that factors in here. It takes a particular type of intellect to be contemplating not only what you're deciding today, but how that principle will apply years into the future. And that, to me, is what the job of a Supreme Court should be. And that ties in with this cut here, Alito, who you just cited.
Well, one sec before we get to Alito, to follow up on the Gorsuch point, there's a difference between what you want and what is just, right? What you want is an emotion. It's in any moment in time. And that has to do with outcome. To your point about not just this, but future cases, it has to be able to stand so that there is an understanding of where the guidelines, where the rules, the guardrails are for a future president. Because if presidential conduct that is clearly presidential conduct that, you know, does not involve some external breaking of law can be criminalized based on corrupt desire within the conduct, then you could have somebody prosecuted for any act as president that you don't like as soon as, you know, you decide to do so. Right. I mean, this is the real challenge. If you're just going to read the mind of a president, you know, oh, well, he didn't pardon that person because he thought that, you know, he should. Now, pardons are interesting, aren't they? Because pardons are, because it gets a little bit of a, you know, what is the quid pro quo? But you have to look at whether or not it's presidential conduct, whether it goes to what the president's duties are supposed to be. I think that Gorsuch understands that this is, because it's the first time they're looking at it, because of the implications, they have to get this right, which is why I think they'll take a very narrow and minimal action on it. Now you have Alito, my favorite, probably.
Yes.
Maybe Thomas.
Cut 23 here. This is important. For those of you who are not students of history, one of the, I think, most indefensible decisions of the World War II era. Everybody wants to debate now, should we have dropped the bomb? That's turned into a big discussion. My answer is yes, it was the right decision to drop the bomb on Japan at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But we had containment camps in the United States for Japanese Americans. And it took years for the court to come out and say, actually, sorry, we shouldn't have done that. I believe this is the lawyer, it's been a while since I passed the bar. Korematsu is the case that said this was wrong. And Alito says, okay, let's look at the scope of history. Could FDR have been prosecuted for putting Japanese Americans in concentration camps? Listen to cut 23.
Mr. Sauer and others have identified events in the past where presidents have engaged in conduct that might have been charged as a federal crime. And you say, well, no, that's not really true. This is page 42 of your brief. So what about President Franklin D. Roosevelt's decision to intern Japanese Americans during World War II? Couldn't that have been charged under 18 U.S.C. 241, conspiracy against civil rights?
Today, yes, given this court's decision in Trump versus United States, in which, you know, Trump versus Hawaii, excuse me, where the court said Korematsu was overruled. I mean, President Roosevelt made that decision with the advice of his attorney general.
I mean, the point is a really good one. FDR obviously died in Powder Springs, Georgia, correct me if I'm wrong, crew, in 1944, right after basically his reelection. I think
that's
I'm correct.
That's a pretty good memory pull there. Powder Springs, Georgia, look at you.
I'm making sure that I'm right. But so he couldn't have been prosecuted because he died. But let's pretend that in another world, FDR lives until 1964. What if a prosecutor had decided after he left the presidency as we now recognize Korematsu was the poor decision. Another good example I read in the Wall Street Journal this morning. A lot of people forget Abraham Lincoln did away with the writ of habeas corpus during the Civil War. He defied his Supreme Court and he said, I can put anybody in prison for any reason under my war powers while the Civil War is going on.
It's actually illegal. I think it's actually illegal. I mean, you know, as much as we all like Lincoln,
that's the point here is that even though it's an illegal act, and we later find out the Supreme Court says that FDR shouldn't have been able to do the concentration camps, where do you draw the line? Now, they tried to say, well, his attorney general said this was all right.
I think we call them internment camps, not concentration camps, I think, generally, right? Although I know it's a similar kind of, just to differentiate,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, well, they weren't killing. Yeah, it's a good question. What is the difference between a concentration camp and an internment camp? But regardless, they weren't trying to put the Japanese Americans to death. They were just trying to restrict them from aiding Japan during World War II. And also, there were restrictions given to different, a German population was so much larger, it was not conceivable to have done that. But there were a lot of investigations into German-American groups to see whether they were loyal to Germany or the United States. The reason why I bring this all up is, where do you draw the line? Now, she tried to say the attorney general told FDR he could do it. So, well, that's an interesting argument then, too, because then the argument is, well, if the conspiracy is big enough, then you're telling me that there is no criminal culpability. So if the attorney general agrees that the president's misbehaving, well, what about the president found advisors to give him advice that he wanted to hear? Because you can, you know, Buck, you've briefed the president. When you're the president of the United States, if you ask enough people if you can do something, sooner or later somebody will say, well, yeah, you can do it, sir.
It's even worse than that, because in the government bureaucracy, and I can tell you from the CIA, the DNI office, you name it, DIA, NSA, NGA, we'll name all the different agencies. You figure out a lot of times, this is what people do, what the president wants to hear, and that's what you tell them, because you're the one that gets invited back, you're the one that has access, and you're the one that gets promoted.
Yes, men get promoted. Yes, men get promoted. This is why positions of power is difficult to make good decisions, because eventually you get so powerful that everybody tells you you're a genius, and this is how the emperor has no clothes. He's walking around. Everybody lies to him. Okay? My point on this is, if you really study history, Trump will not be the last president that the opposing political party will try to put in prison. And this is why I'll give us, ring the bell here, a little bit of praise. You and I, from the moment they raided Mar-a-Lago in August of 2022, and Alan Dershowitz, there's very few people who actually are staying committed to principle, said, this is an awful precedent. Because once you set a new principle, once you set a new precedent, others will follow it. So as soon as the FBI showed up and raided Mar-a-Lago, and as soon as these charges started, my belief is the only way to really snuff this idea in the bud, one is the Supreme Court. I should say there's a couple. Supreme Court has been decent on this so far. The other one is there need to be political consequences. Trump needs to kick Joe Biden's ass to such an extent that people out there say, oh, wow, this wouldn't have happened but for Biden trying to put Trump in prison for the rest of his life. And I hope that's going to be the lesson in 6 months.
It is very hard to see at least what is trending right now in all of the polls and not think that at this point, a majority of the American people are rejecting.
I just got a text. I want to apologize to America. I thought it was are we sure it's not Powder Springs too? It's Warm Springs, and it was Warm 1945. Springs. Not Powder
Someone
Springs
take away his history nerd card for the rest of the week.
This is a not shot Powder across
Springs,
the bow
Warm
here.
Warm Springs. How dare you, sir?
I think that Powder Springs and Warm Springs are the same thing. It's like Antietam and the Sharpsburg.
The place next to it.
Well, it's like one. It's a river. And you know how that's how they name Civil War battlefields? The North went with the river closest or the stream closest, and the South went with the city. So you get like Manassas versus Bull Run, and you get Sharpsburg versus Antietam. Sometimes they agreed because there wasn't water really close. It's just Gettysburg. I'm going to go to the instant replay here, but I apologize. I did get the year wrong for sure.
Tomorrow, everybody, I'm going to be broadcasting from Raleigh, Durham, where we are number one, by the way, Clay.
We are number one there.
Very nice. Number one in the market, which is very fun. Thank you, Raleigh, Durham listeners. But I'm going to be up there not just to see our friends who listen, of course, to Clay and Buck, but to spend some quality time with the fine folks at Bear Creek Arsenal, a firearms manufacturer that is based in Sanford, North Carolina. Look, Bear Creek Arsenal has been making high-quality firearms at an incredible value for more than a decade now. And they've got four decades of gun manufacturing and repair expertise and experience to back that up. Bear Creek Arsenal offers a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of the cost of competitors. There are no middleman markups between you and this manufacturer. So this is why the value in these firearms, I was just picking up another one of my Bear Creek Arsenal firearms recently. I asked the guy at the gun store, my trusted gun store down here, I think, what do you think about Bear Creek Arsenal? He's like, For value proposition, for the money you're spending and for the quality of what you're getting, can't be beat. They make precision-oriented products that perform incredibly well at the range or wherever you need them. Bear Creek Arsenal was founded by engineers with decades of experience in firearms. These guys know their stuff. I told you, I've got a Bear Creek Arsenal. It's a BC-15, Bear Creek Arsenal 15. But I've also got the Grizzly, which is their 9mm pistol. Let me tell you, one thing that I always have trouble with is when I'm trying to get my grip on the gun, when I come out of the holster, my left hand tends not to slide up enough on that barrel to give me that stable shooting platform that I need. One of my buddies is a former SEAL. He's always telling me, get that thumb up. Get it. Guess what? Bear Creek Arsenal has a special little groove where your thumb goes perfectly on the side of the Grizzly handgun so that you're locking your fingers and hands together perfectly every time. Stable shooting platform. This is just the kind of precision and the kind of craftsmanship that goes into every Bear Creek Arsenal firearm. Go to BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Check out what they've got on the site. And make sure you use promo code BUCK. You'll get 10% off your first order, and it'll let them know that you heard about this fantastic firearms manufacturer here on this show. Again, that website is BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. And use that promo code BUCK for 10% off your first order.
24, a new podcast from Clay and Buck, covering all things election. Episodes drop Sundays at noon Eastern. Find it on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Clay and Buck. We are going to be joined here. Wait, we have a good guest coming up at 2:30, don't we? Yes, Dr. Joseph Latipo, who is the Surgeon General for the state of Florida, my home state. We'll talk to him about the protesters who mask. But before we get to that, Trump was meeting with some union leaders today at NYC. This is cut 10. And I thought this was really interesting. We're going to talk to Mark Simone more about Trump's electoral prospects in New York. But this is cut 10. Here's union leader boss Bobby Bartels after meeting with Trump. Play it.
In the past, we are basically Democrats, all of us. And after what's happened the last 4 years in this country, Democrats are basically pushing everybody to the other side. We're a very patriotic group, and we love our country, and we want the best for America. We are tired of immigration. We're tired of our tax dollars going to immigration. We're tired of the crime. We need to put a handle on things in this country and bring it back to how it should be.
Pretty well said.
Yeah, and if you get what I would think of as kind of the traditional union Democrats, never mind just New York, but in places like Pennsylvania, Michigan, start to break for Trump, that is a bit of what happened in 2016.
Yeah, it's a ball game over for Joe Biden if that were to happen. Because, again, you can look at the math, and I said I was a little bit nervous about the way the math is looking, the gambling odds in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are not great. Biden is favored in all three of those states right now. Trump is favored to flip Arizona and Georgia, but he's going to need one more. It's going to be super tight. And right now Biden's favored there, which is why this is basically a dead heat election. If you look at gambling markets,
talk to Dr. Latipo of Florida in just a moment here, but you know, we're talking about crime rates and how they're up in so many places all over the country. Burglaries in particular. And these burglary gangs are really sophisticated. So if you got valuables in your home, jewelry, cash, gold, guns, how do you protect them? You can't just stuff it all in a sock drawer or put it in the back of the closet. They'll find that stuff. You need a Liberty safe. I've got one at home. Look, they've got compact safes to protect your handguns. And they've got safes large enough to hold dozens of rifles. Liberty Safe has whatever size you need and all kinds of colors and different custom options. And they're giving away one of their top-of-the-line gun safes right now, the Presidential 50, worth 10 grand. Enter to win at libertysafe.com/radio. Guaranteed for life. You need a Liberty Safe. Go check it out today. Go to libertysafe.com/radio for a customized Fortress Strong Liberty Safe. Use coupon code radio for 10% off.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We go now to the state of Florida, the Surgeon General there, man named Dr. Mark Latipo, who got almost everything, Joseph Latipo, man, I'm trying to give him a huge, great lead-in, got almost everything right on COVID. And Dr. Latipo, we appreciate you coming on with us. I know that that you are super busy, but what in the world is going on with all the people still wearing masks all over the country? I mean, what do you think now when you see a young person still wearing a mask on an airplane flight or going in or out of a shopping mall or something like that, or even worse, standing outside somewhere as we see a lot of these protesters? As a doctor and also just as a human, what are your thoughts?
Well, it's complete mystery to me, too. And actually, recently, there's a doctor at UCLA named Dr. Catherine Sarkeesian, and she's a practicing doctor there. And she did something that I'm so glad she did. She talked to some of her medical residents, physicians in training, who are wearing masks. And it turns out, it seems like some people, they just like to hide their face, which is a really sad testament to humanity and where we are right now with just how people have dealt with all the stress and all the social media disconnection and all the craziness. But they're, part of the reason seems to be that some people like to hide their faces. Obviously, some people are still afraid and think the mask is going to help them, which is total nonsense, and that's really sad. But there is this phenomenon now, it seems, where people are trying to hide.
Dr. Latipo, appreciate you being with us. And we always deal with the ongoing surprise, I think, here that there has just been absolutely not only a total lack of accountability for people who got a lot of this stuff wrong, but not even an admission of what was wrong. I mean, the authorities in so many places in the government, specifically CDC, NIH, they still, it seems to me, officially have a claim that masks do work. Where does that stand? Like, if I were to go on the CDC website right now, are they still sticking by that, or are they just hoping nobody notices? What is official medical apparatus guidance?
It's very sad. It's exactly what you're saying. They actually continue to advocate for mask wearing on the CDC's website, and they continue to ignore all of the clinical trials, which either show no benefit or such a small benefit that it's not even worth talking about. And just they focus on these lower quality studies that show these enormous benefits, which are just completely specious. And it's just so sad. And I can't wait till we get that leadership out and get some people who have more integrity into leadership at the CDC.
Do you feel like any of the people who got everything wrong are ever going to have to bear consequences for getting everything wrong? And just to kind of reiterate for people out there who have forgotten, if I remember correctly, your story is you were at UCLA, you've got a young family, you recognize that they were not in danger, and you started to speak out, and that's how Governor Ron DeSantis found you, and he said, man, we need this guy. And so you moved your whole family across country. And so correct me if I'm wrong on all that, because I do think your bio here and your life story matters in that respect. And how much better, I'm just curious, do you think your family's life has been as a result of that move that you made from California to Florida?
Oh, so much better. And, you know, California is a beautiful state, a beautiful state. Florida is beautiful, too. But California is a beautiful state, and they're ruining it. I mean, it was terrible during the pandemic. By the time Florida was, you know, people were living their lives here in Florida, and we were still in California dealing with hospitals. Even right now, my friend Dr. Vinay Prasad at UCSF, they're still masking in their hospitals. You know, the hospitals masking, the Uber drivers masking, all this total nonsense, the social distancing crap. And, you know, here in Florida, we don't have to think or worry about any of that. And we didn't have to do it, you know, 2 years ago, but we really don't have to do it now, thanks to legislation that Governor DeSantis has pushed through and signed. I mean, it's like it is dead. All that crazy stuff, the crazy mask mandates, the vaccine mandates, it's all DOA dead here in Florida.
We're speaking to Dr. Joseph Latipo. His book is Transcend Fear, A Blueprint for Mindful Leadership in Public Health. What do we do about the fact that, I mean, Dr. Latipo, if someone comes to me, and we're obviously having you on because we think you and the state of Florida, where I am a proud resident, are an exception to this. But if someone were to come to me and say, can I trust public health authorities in general? And then they laid out all the reasons why they may not. I don't have any answer to that. I mean, the fact that there has been not only, as I said, a lack of apology, but a lack of willingness to deal with the data as it stands now, which is irrefutable in the with the conclusion that masking is a joke, lockdowns were horrible, school shutdowns were a terrible idea, no benefit from it whatsoever. Vaccines didn't work nearly as well as they said that they would if they really barely work at all. They won't admit anything. So why should people trust public health? I mean, you wrote a book about leadership. I mean, if I were president, I'd be like, maybe we scrap the CDC and start all over.
Well, the rational thing to do, of course, is not to trust them. I mean, why would you trust someone who has repeatedly lied to you, hidden information from you, like when they hid information about myocarditis, tinnitus, which is the ringing in the ears that happens after for some people and can be devastating, unfortunately. I mean, really devastating. Some people feeling like they can't even continue with their lives because of this constant ringing that they experience in their ears after taking these mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. So why would you ever trust someone like that? That's completely insane. And it's a double tragedy. It's a double tragedy because they do some things correctly. I mean, it's not in COVID, but there are other things that the CDC does do correctly. But because of all this integrity that they've spent and have no more of, people can't, you know, it is completely rational for people not to trust anything. So people will miss out on the good things that they do, because they're trying to avoid the bad things and the harm that they've done. So it's obviously the sensible, rational thing not to trust someone who lies to you and who hides important information from you and who doesn't think that you are mature enough or have enough station to make decisions for yourself about your lives. I mean, that is clearly the rational thing to do in that type of relationship.
I'm just curious, and again, I'd encourage everybody to go check out your book again, because you were right on so much having to do with COVID. Has anyone privately in the science community approached you and said, you know what, I bought into the fear. I thought you were crazy in 2020 and 2021, but it turns out you were right. Are you getting any of that behind the scenes, or do you think the people who now recognize they were wrong to support shutting down schools and wrong to support two-year-olds getting COVID shots that had almost no impact and kids having to wear masks in schools, do they all just want to pretend none of this happened? I'm just curious behind the scenes whether anyone has acknowledged, you know what, you guys got it right in Florida, you got it right with your medical diagnosis, or are they just now not saying anything? What are you experiencing, not only publicly, but maybe privately in the science community?
Yeah, sure. So I've got a note right now that I'm looking at, and it really warms my heart. It's a PhD professor at a large university in central northeast United States, who thanked me for, you know, sticking to the science. And, you know, she wrote a nice long note. I've never met her before, but it's a sweet note. And I do get those. And those, especially when they, I mean, I appreciate them from everyone, scientists or non-scientists, but especially when I get them from scientists, it gives me some hope, because sometimes I do feel like, oh my gosh, you know, could I be wrong? You know, I mean, I'm out here on the ledge, you know, alone or with very few colleagues, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Harvey Reese, Dr. Robert Malone. So that does hearten me, but for the most part, and I hate to say it, but it's partly, I think, because of the effects of these mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, most of the people who have to know that they were incorrect, they're just unable to get out of that box and, you know, come to the present and come to reality and own up to what they've done. And I do think that it is at least partly due to, you know, as wild as it sounds, to these mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. I think it's affected some people's way and ability to think.
Joseph Latipo, Doctor, Surgeon General of Florida. Go buy the book. Go read it. Transcend Fear, A Blueprint for Mindful Leadership in Public Health. Doctor, we appreciate all the times you come on the show. Most important, Buck and I, we really appreciate the fact that you were honest, you were forthright, and you've been proven correct on so many of these issues. You and both Governor Ron DeSantis, thank you.
Hey, thank you guys so much. Thank you for what you guys do, too.
Check out that book. Look, are you like Biden? Do you sometimes think to yourself, 4 more years, pause. Would you go Ron Burgundy and read right off the teleprompter because you don't have the vim, vigor, vitality to just be able to get through the day? Are you already in bed sometimes by 5 or 6 o'clock like our fearless chief executive, Joe Biden? Maybe you could handle and need a little bit more testosterone in your life. That is what Chalk does. They will get your overall testosterone level, which is the engine that drives the male body, up 20% in 3 months. And that will help to erase. You know, that I saw this stat, our friend Isabel, what's her last name? Allie, look her up. Isabel, who had the book about Gen Z. I was watching a video from her on Instagram. She said the average American, Isabel Brown, that's right. She said the average American male in his 20s today has the same level of testosterone that a 70-year-old had 60 years ago. That is crazy. That's scary, Buck. That is scary to think about when you really kind of break it down, that we could have ended up in that situation at all. And Chalk will help to handle that for you. They've got a supercharged spring sale on any subscription for life. Go to chok.com. Use my name, Clay, C-L-A-Y, as the promo code, and you'll get hooked up in a big way at chalk.com. That's chok.com, promo code Clay. Get hooked up with some testosterone in your life so you don't walk and talk like Joe Biden. Chalk.com.
Need a break from politics? A little comedy to counter the craziness? So do we. The Sunday Hang, a weekend podcast to lighten things up a bit. Find it in the Clay and Buck podcast feed on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Closing up shop today on Clay and Buck, and want to make sure we remind you all to please download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast. The best thing you can do is subscribe to it. Download the iHeartRadio app. If you don't have it, it's a free app. It lets you listen to all the iHeart stations and podcasts out there. The best app for listening to music, listening to talk radio. Download the iHeartRadio app, please, and you can listen to us then anytime on demand or live streaming, as well as other favorite music stations. You listen to your country music on iHeart, and then you listen to us at noon, and or I guess, well, it depends where you are. It could be earlier, noon Eastern. And, yeah, please do that. Also, got to stay fired up and in the fight. And Crockett Coffee will do that for you. Davy Crockett, my friends, the frontier spirit. It's a guy who used to go bear hunting when you only had one shot in your rifle. I don't think people really understand this. Imagine that for a second. You get one shot at a bear. And bears, you know, a lot of muscle mass, a lot of fat, a lot of heavy bone. If you don't get a kill shot on a bear, it's going to come at you. And you're kind of asking for it, too. I'm just going to say that. And Davey had to finish one off with a knife, perhaps even a Bowie knife.
Yes.
From Sam Bowie.
And I want to apologize to America. I'm still rattled, Buck, that I got Powder Springs and Warm Springs. We may be on in both mixed up. And I got the year wrong that FDR died. That is because I'm a history nerd, which is why Crockett Coffee exists and named after Davy Crockett.
Go to CrockettCoffee.com. Please subscribe. Spend $60. Get free shipping. It's worth it. Just get all your coffee for the next 2 months delivered at once, or maybe even 1 month, depending on how much you drink. And you'll get that free shipping at $60. So that's the way to do it. We've also got Blonde Roast going to be coming out soon. We get all of your comments, all your questions sent to us about it. So we got more products coming your way. Give us some time. The special Davy Crockett limited edition Tomahawks. That's going to take a little while. We're working on it. We got some things in the pipeline. A lot of cool stuff. But it only happens because you subscribe and you support us. So thank you for that. And then Clay wanted to talk more about making babies, not the actual like birds and the bees. We figure you all have that covered, but how important it is for society. I think we should get into this a little bit more tomorrow. You know, my brother, Clay, my little brother is in Japan right now, which he says is a wonderful country to visit.
I would love to go.
I would love to go too. I mean, I think it'd be fascinating. It's on my top five, list of places I would want to go next. He says it's amazing and incredibly everything you think about it, safe, clean, beautiful. Really just well organized and efficient. But he also says they don't have, you know, if you look at the numbers, they don't have enough kids. They're not having enough kids, and they don't have immigration the way that we do, which is a whole other component of the conversation. So they don't really let people become Japanese citizens. Very hard, very rare to do that. So they are demographically imploding.
We are close to having more deaths in the country than we have births, which has never occurred in the history of the United States since people, maybe back in like the 1620s it happened, but certainly not since we became a country. And this is really crazy and scary to think about. And I just have an idea for people out there to contemplate. Buck, you are over 40 now. Men, I think, can take more risks in career because for most men, I was talking about this with my boys.
I think Mick Jagger just had a kid and he's like 110. So there you go.
We can have kids theoretically for our entire lifespan. What's really going on here, if you look at the data,
is that women are being lied to.
That's right.
That's what's happening.
Women are being told you can have it all. You can go to school until you're 35. I mean, the math just doesn't add up. Right? I mean, the math doesn't add up. And I get it. I understand why women are also frustrated by the men, because men don't have the same pressures at the same ages. A 28-year-old guy might legitimately have never really given that much thought to having children, whereas every 28-year-old woman in America has.
This is a huge conversation. It involves policy as much as it involves, or rather involves culture, I think, more than it even involves policy, although policy plays a role in this. There's so much. Why don't we'll get into this a little bit more tomorrow.
We need to dive into this tomorrow.
But Americans need to be having more babies at a younger age. And I say that with full awareness of I am still trying to start a family later on in life. But, I've seen and learned. And I'll tell you this, Clay. I do not know a single person at this stage in their 40s who says to me, I wish I hadn't had kids and had focused on my career. I could sit here all day and tell you people.
Great point.
Who are sad that they didn't have kids earlier and focused on their careers.
It's a great point. I've never heard it either. Have babies. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.